You're listening to Radiola with Andy Senior. And there's Terry Waldo's Jazz Entertainers, and wow, good stuff. Mike Walbridge, the tuba player, whom I had the pleasure of seeing and hearing playing with the West End Jazz Band last year in Huntingdon, was the vocalist on this from 2001. Let's Sow a Wild Oat. Oh yes, Terry is on piano, and you had Pete Martinez on saxophone, Dan Levinson on clarinet, and they're all over the place. what a great group. Always a little hint of Jimmy Noonan there, but Let's Sow a Wild Oat, and that's what a baby daddy would say, I suppose, when he wants to get the process started, because that's all he does. He's like he's definitely trying to be a Johnny Appleseed of sorts. And this is Radiola, and the only thing I'm trying to broadcast is Radiola, and or webcast it, as it were, and present it as the best approximation of a public service that I can manage. And that's what we have every week here, and I'm scattering this everywhere, don't worry. Oh yes, you know, that's what we do here. And sometimes it goes wrong for people. This is a recording from 1921. Frank Bacon, of whom I have never heard. And this is called In the Reno Divorce Court. And it's from something called Lightning. So if you are interested in this, you can look it up. But interesting monologist, and it's a bit sad, and you'll hear how this goes.
Hello, John. Yeah, I'm mighty glad to see you. What's going on here? Oh, it's the courthouse. Oh, I know that. I know all about courthouses. I built a couple of courthouses once. Okay. Say, has your case come up yet? Oh, this afternoon. Oh, yeah. Jones versus Jones. Say, what did he mean by that? You believe my wife's getting a divorce? Oh, mother wouldn't do that. Well, I believe she has. It ain't her. It's them land sharks. They're the fellas that's doing that. Oh. You want me to plead my own case, Judge? Is that what you said? Well, I used to be a lawyer, but, well, I'll tell you all I can about it. I didn't come here to get a divorce. I just come here to let... I wanted you to know the kind of men that are persecuting John. No, no, I don't want no witnesses for the divorce. Now, see, if that fellow there can... If Mother can prove all them things he read off of the paper there, she can have the divorce, can she? Well, I can prove them for her. Oh, yes, I used to be a judge. Now, first it said I got drunk. Well, I can prove that. Then it said I was cruel to Mother. Well, No, Judge, I can't prove that because it ain't true. And I don't believe Mother ever said it. But then it said I failed to provide. That's the one that's on my mind. I have failed, Judge, and I never thought about it before. And I don't see no chance to provide now that I do think of it so. So you can see that Mother should have the divorce. I can be much help to her. And Mother and Millie can get along better without me. And I'm all right. Yeah, I can go back to the soldier's home and I can stay there until, yeah, that's all, Judge. That's all. Oh, don't say you're sorry, Mother. That's all right. Don't say you're sorry. All I want to know is, Mother, did you ever get that $6 I sent you?
Thank you.
Wilbur Sweatman's original jazz band, 1920, Think of Me, Little Daddy. Indeed. Good stuff there. Wilbur was a pioneering jazz recording artist and recorded what I would say was the first jazz record in 1916, and others will debate that, but he probably did. Before that, Sam Moore playing the saw in Horace Davis on guitar, Mother McCree, 1922, and yes, beginning with Frank Bacon talking about, well, his family's in trouble there, obviously. And he's got to deal with it. And he's dealing with the whole thing, apparently. 1921. And this is Radio. I'm Andy Sr. And if you send me $6, I'd be very grateful. or else I'll have to go in the home. No, sir, no, I'm not. No, no, of course not. This show is well taken care of by... It's funded by private donations from me. The Kensington Serenaders, Ben Selvin, this is apparently what they're doing to that guy. Show that fellow the door, and there's the door. 1926.
So excited, well, here's just what occurred. She showed him the parlor, and he whispered, I love you. She showed him the kitchen, and he promised to be true. She showed him this and showed him that, then mollied out a roar. Maggie?
Yes, Mom?
Show that fellow the door.
Thank you.
I'm on a dark town nose. I'm fickle as the wind that blows. But how to crave this baby on Lulu Bell. I can always kindle a spark in any man I see. When I go to Hades or Park on Mr. Devil's knee. Wilder than a wild, wild rose and smoother than the Jordan blows. I'm just a bone bad baby on Lulu Bell.
Nat Shilkret and the Victor Orchestra, La Paloma, 1926. And that's a Victor. I thought I had to include something different and a little different rhythm, and doesn't really pertain to anything much. And ostensibly the one before it doesn't either. The Ambassadors, under the direction of Louis Katzman, Irving Kaufman singing Lulu Bell. And she's sitting on the devil's knee, and that's, you know, that's the one who threw the guy out. You want to bet? Sure. So that fellow at the door, 1926, Ben Sullivan group, the Kensington Serenaders, and Ben is singing it there for you. And this is Radiola, and I'm Andy Senior. We're just, you know, spreading these things out as best we can. This is a cryptic dedication, so I'm just going to play it, and. Whoever may this may be directed toward will catch it Arthur Fields, 1927. That's what I call a pal.
You told me you were a real pal, one that would stick rain or shine. But it wasn't long till you did me wrong, for you stole that sweetheart of mine. You don't know what a pal is, it seems. Let me tell you what I think it means. Someone who's true and loyal to you, that's what I call a pal. Someone whose love and devotion is 10 times as deep as the ocean. One who will share your sorrow and care, some regular fellow or gal, who will give or deny for you, live, fight, and die for you. That's what I call a pal. We've been together since school days. I never dreamed we would part. I just can't believe that you would deceive. The thought of it just breaks my heart. You're no longer my pal, I can see. For you know that a real pal must be someone who's true and loyal to you. That's what I call a pal. Someone whose love and devotion is 10 times as deep as the ocean. One who will share your sorrow and care, some regular fellow or gal. Like a soldier who'll die so his body gets by. That's what I call a pal.
Far behind, troubles all fade away. Found content at my door on a hot summer day. Didn't find no pot of gold, but I found instead, when I woke, lazy dawn creeping round my bed. I love lazy weather, I love lazy weather, just laying around close to the ground. No breezes a-blowing, the grass ain't a-growing, the trees drooping down, don't hear a sound. A sly little sunbeam hogging the millstream, a lazy old frog sleeps on a log. Oh, it's lazy weather, lazy weather. Lord, it's hot, too lazy for wishing, too hot to go fishing, but I don't mind. The air may be musty, the roads may be dusty, that's just my kind. And you'll find it's great to be snoozing where sap is just oozing, and that's what is meant by peace and content. Hearts with a love song go along with lazy weather. Thank you. great to be snoozing, where sap is just oozing, and that's what is meant by peace and content. Hearts with a love song, go along with lazy
Red Nichols and his Strike Up the Band Orchestra in 1930. The Gershwins wrote that soon. Well, it's gonna get warm soon. It's getting there. It's getting there. Before that, speaking of being warm, Peggy English with a song I really love and ought to be heard more. And it's certainly appropriate for this time of year. Lazy Weather. 1927, beautiful recording of that, beginning with Arthur Fields. That's what I call a pill, as opposed to the other kind. 1927, opposed to the kind that would lie to you. Oh, yes, and that does happen, I'm afraid. It does. And I'm Andy Senior. This is Radiola, and I'm not going to say I won't lie to you, but I'm not going to. It's just whatever comes out of my mouth, you can pretty much take to the bank. L Gold, and you can take Gold to the bank too. L Gold, and which was I'm playing this because I just got a copy of the British Dance Band discography. So this was, I've discovered that these guys always recorded under different names too, just like over here. Charlie Kunz, K-U-N-Z, and his band. It was actually L Gold, and Harry Bentley was the vocalist here. In 1933, learned to croon, and that's probably what people want to tell the carpal tunnel kid, actually.
Of love inspire romance. Just murmur boo 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 boo, and when you do, she'll answer boo 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 and nestle closer to you. Learn to croon, you'll eliminate each rival. Heading for a sunny honeymoon, learn to groom. Thank you.
to save your soul. Oh, Mama told me today, before she went away. Oh, baby, be a good boy. She'd bring me some toys. You know I'm her heart and pride and joy. Ain't no use of you to keep on hanging around. You know I love you, girl, but I got to turn you down, turn you down. Oh, my jelly roll is sweet, and it sure is hard to feed. Oh, I know you want it, but you ain't gonna get it. I ain't gonna give you none.
Nobody else but the kid in the three-cornered pan. When it's nice and quiet, who's the little lad? Likes to start a riot because it's fun being bad. Who's the perfect little resident who's going to be the president? Why, anyone can tell you at a glance. Nobody else but the kid in the three-cornered pan.
Vincent Lopez and his orchestra, Johnny Morris on the vocal, and Johnny, of course, was around for a long time, recording with Paul Specht and other people. I'm assuming it's the same Johnny Morris. The Kid in the Three-Cornered Pants, 1937, and yeah, he's the obvious the outcome of the family way, such as it is, and that's the reason for it, and you would expect that. Before that, Clarence Williams and his orchestra, Clarence singing that, and great guitar work from Roy Smock. I'm glad he was in on that session. Ain't Gonna Give You None of My Jelly Roll from 1934. And, Mama, don't want you to do that. Beginning with Learn to Croon by Al Gold, actually Charlie Coons with Harry Bentley on the vocal. And it was on a home accord. British pressing there from 33. And this is Radiola, and we're trying not to stay too much in one thing. We're all over the place, as usual, riding off in all directions. Here's George Bias off the Columbia Race Series. A very, very nice recording, though, from 1929. And, you know, you got to come home eventually. And if you don't, then, well, still the home will be waiting for you. Dixie's Prodigal Son.
Like a home in Pigeon and the Swallow, the southbound train I'm gonna follow. Back to that cabin where I'll soon be having things I've missed since I've been gone. The road is rocky, I'm tired and forlorn, so I reckon I'll be shuffling on. Like a Dixie prodigal son, counting mile posts one by one, highways that lead, that's all I need to carry me home. Like that little wandering boy, who found trouble instead of joy. Now I am through, forever I do, never to roam. Just a stone's throw from the Swanee River, where I long to be. In that humble shack, when I get back, 'twill be more than heaven to me. Just a soul that ventured and failed, gonna hit that southbound trail. Prodigal son, Dixie has one wandering me. Just a stone throw from the Swanee River, where I long to be. In that humble shack, when I get back, 'twill be more than heaven to be. Just a soul that ventured and failed, gonna hit that southbound trail. Prodigal son, Dixie has one wandering me. Thank you.
Jimmy Lunsford and his orchestra. Nice recording. Love that. My Blue Heaven, 1935. Probably one of the better recordings of that tune ever made. Being a jazz recording, I like it better than Gene. As much as I like Gene Austin, that's the recording to take with you. Before that, and I also like the Nick Lucas recording. I have to say that too. But that's a good later recording of it. George Bias, before that, speaking of Gene Austin, he was called, and I quote, the colored Gene Austin, billed himself as that. Dixie's Prodigal Son, 1929, on the Columbia Race series, the 14,000 series. And this is Radiola, and we are glad to... if Radiola is a family, then I'm like the weird uncle that hides in the attic. And I'm Andy Sr., and that's, you know, needs a little cleaning up here. Here's Peggy English finishing up. Beautiful song and very appropriate ending for this week. Not much in the family way here, but just a lovely, lovely tune. Take in the song, Hang Out the Moon, from 1926.